If you did what, Carl?
If you put this grease on it, you say yes.
Well, if you greased it, your oil or something.
And if you got grease all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
all greasy.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the
inner tube.
And what did people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What else did they call that?
Some used to call it coal, but it's called probably it's kerosene.
Did you ever see people make a lamp themselves using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
No. Make a lamp? No, you?
Did they take the bottle and they fill it with kerosene and then twist a rag down in it?
Oh yeah, and they can use that?
Uh-huh.
To make it all explode, huh?
Well, if they had the rag in tight enough, if the rag fell in, it'd explode.
Oh yeah, I never see that.
What the? Say, someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time. You say they were going to...
They caused the boat and put it out. Paint it and then put it out in the water.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of boats do people have around here?
There's a log boat motor and they have big boats. There's big motors in it. There's skiffs with log boat motor.
What does a skiff look like?
A skiff is, I don't know what it's made. It ain't got no top or nothing on it, you know? You gotta skip, you see, Mr. Mike, gotta skip that easy, or I can explain how a skip is made.
Is it pointed or flat?
In the front is pointed. One end is pointed. One end pointed and makes any made square.
What about something that's just one person can get in?
Puro.
Do you ever hear of something called a bateau?
Bateau.
The kind of boat they call a bateau.
I don't know. Maybe they might call them like that. I don't know.
You haven't heard that around here, though.
I don't know too much about no boat. I don't know too much about boats.
And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and tells him.
Your clothes on. Dress yourself.
Or as she hands him the clothes, she says, here.
Yeah, your clothes for you to dress yourself.
Okay. And if you were taking a child to the dentist, and the child was scared, the dentist might tell him, you don't need to be scared, I.
You'll hurt you.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it. I didn't go into town, so it...
What? I seen someone else.
But it...
wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
a sample.
And if she sees a dress that she likes a lot, she'd say the dress was very...
pretty.
Or even better than that, she'd say it was just... if she really likes it, she'd say the dress was just
beautiful.
And something you'd wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Safety pin.